she so often does, Alex sanded off the rough edges. In other words, gave me a little more perspective on the situation where it shouldn't be happening. I was going to say Q105. And sure, it is Q. Hi. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. A couple of things to get to, including that, which you should always do as a pet owner. First up, I neglected, as you've heard me say before, every time I do a podcast, I don't get to everything. Even when I plan to get to it, there's always a thing or two I forget. I think the other day I started the monologue by saying, I need to give you an update from a couple of weeks ago with the positive affect treatment. It's not going very well so far. As I have, and maybe the cloud is hanging over me, and I don't know, maybe the stomach thing has just, it's been a very good bad year, or a really bad good year for the first 3 months of it so far. But as positive affect treatment, please go listen to that podcast. It might be helpful to you to use this route of therapy, which you might not be getting with your therapist. I will bring it up with Pam in about 3 weeks when I go. When I try to look back, savor, and deepen myself to bring up my mood with past positive, past enjoyable experiences, I can't think of many. Or you think back of when I was a kid playing baseball, and I think of the stress and anxiety that was undiagnosed and untended to back then, as opposed to me hitting something as hard and as far as I ever can. It has been a challenge. A couple of things to get to. First off, I did this on the air, and you might have seen I'm trying. Hi, it's Eric Chase, now with a few more TikTok videos. So when I first moved here in 2013, worked with a lot of great people. One of my coworkers had a daughter. She was like 10, 11, 12 at the time. And she was so happy to meet the person that oversaw Kiss FM. I might have told the story yesterday. I apologize if I did. But again, it bears reminding that Abby Kohler, who gave me all those critical comments, tongue-in-cheek, I think, when I was there then, is now trying to get other Balance Grill super fans and loyalists to hop into the app and donate meals with points like she has done with thousands of hers. Hopefully, you'll consider checking out Amanda and Jason's documentary next week at the Mommy Indoor. Also, I was told that there is a Chronic 2001 Dre event happening at the Summit, where it's one of the few places downtown that's publicly open for social things I have never been to. I've walked past it 1,000 times with the dogs, and we will get to that dog thing in 1 second. First up, a shout out to Jersey Mike's. The irony is I read the story on 13ABC, and this cause has been a deep part of WTOL's Melissa Andrews from the outset. So Jersey Mike's the other day, in all their Toledo area locations, every cent they made went to help out Justice for Sierra, which, like so many causes, I wish we didn't have, but we had a tragedy, and we're doing the best of it that we can. Tara Ice, and Melissa is a part of that every year. So that's a big deal by Jersey Mike's. So we're talking Balance, we're talking Jersey Mike's, and it's probably too late to do that, but thanks to them for doing it, and I think I had one of their subs once, and I don't remember what my opinion of it was. I think it's Ravenswood Apartments. I think it's the spot on Monroe. I don't care where it is. They are considering poo prints. They will collect DNA from your dog's poop or wherever, and if you don't pick up after your dog, they will fine you. Now, as I said, Alex provided me some insight and context. I don't think the place is run down or in shambles by any mean, but I saw some people in the story on 13 looking for repairs or the leaky pool. Unless you're like that place that like the federal government had to get involved in and is probably still fixing. I forget the name of the place downtown somewhere. We've seen the story too many times. Unless the place is like that, pick up your goddamn dog poop. There is no reason not to. When I was looking to, we don't want to leave downtown, but I wanted to be closer to here, one of the places I looked at was the apartment complex right across from Swan Creek on Airport. Super nice looking, pretty new. And this was 6 years ago now. I think they had a pool and everything. Totally my kind of place when I was at that age looking for something, if I didn't buy a house. They were the first place that I encountered where, and they were strict about this, we will DNA test your dog, and if you leave a molecule of your dog's poop, we will fine you. And they were going to be progressive and compounding. First one's 25, second one's 50, and then eventually they might throw you out. I get it. And I think that there should be some grace in those situations, because the first thing I thought about was, you know what? I don't pick up the dog's poop. It's not even poop roulette. Poop roulette is where you take your pet out, your dog. I guess you could take your kangaroo out. And you don't bring a poop bag. I have lost more games of poop roulette than I'd like to admit. However, I have tried to make up for that over the years by, in my neighborhood now, I pick up as much dog poop as I can. I got the bag. It's my neighborhood. We've talked about this a bunch. Litter begets litter. I just read a great story yesterday about how much just picking up litter, and we've heard how we want to work on blight here in Toledo. Just cleaning things up, like, builds up people, like, mentally and wellness, and keeps crime out. And it's, other than the blight and stuff, like, picking up trash is free. So is picking up dog poop. Again, I pick it up if I see it around the neighborhood. I try to pick up trash. I don't know about you, but what do you do if you are a homeowner and inevitably we have to pick up the sloppy seconds of Republic getting our receptacles? Tomorrow is my day, Thursday. There's always stuff. And I think people in my little part of the street do a good job picking up stuff that has flown away or not made it into the truck and is remnants from pickup day. So I was familiar with this this DNA of poop years ago, and I understood it. And by the way, the one time where I'll give you some latitude or I'll ask for some grace, and I do this now, when it's freezing rain, snowing, most people aren't outside anyway for the most part. I get in the summertime, they would be. But in the wintertime, snow, they're not walking the streets. It's not so much an eyesore. But I will eventually go out and get it. I just won't in that moment. So I do have some grace for this. And again, I understand that this place, these people maybe want some repairs or some enhancements. And maybe their rent has already been jacked up several times. Well, there is no excuse ever that I can think of other than the one I just gave you for not picking up after your dog. None. If you can't, or if you won't, or even can't in some ways, you shouldn't have a dog. And I understand that there might be some disability issues or things like that. But if you won't do it, it is right on the list of things that you have to do as a dog owner. Feeding them and caring for them, like giving them shelter, getting them to the vet. And I will even give you some more latitude. If you have to scrimp or be very judicious with dog food, can't buy the most expensive stuff, if you can't get the dog to all the appointments for all the shots and everything, I understand that stuff can be extremely expensive. It has been one of my bigger cost increases over the last couple of years. I give you latitude on that, but it is totally free to pick up after your dog. And again, it's the same thing as litter. Somebody sees one dog poop. Oh, well, I don't have to pick mine up. And then there's piles of dog poop. And then the whole thing goes downhill. And nobody wants to see these eyesores. Alex pointed out that maybe getting cameras might be less expensive. I don't know. It might not matter. But if people are unwilling to do this, this is where I throw away all my good upstanding social values and morals. And if you are unwilling to do this, I'm throwing you out onto the street. You can be unhoused. You can be in complete poverty, whatever. I'm throwing you out if you're going to be obstinate about not picking up your dog poop. Like, unless you can show me a paper trail, an email trail, I have asked for X, Y, or Z to be fixed over. And I'm not talking about necessarily enhancements. Maybe the piles of poop, aka piles of cash that are not being picked up, will provide the money and revenue to get those enhancements, improvements, repairs. But unless you can provide me a list, like the place downtown that we mentioned, of repeated requests and repeated times you've been ignored for repairs that are like impeding your ability to live, not enhancements, not the pool leaking. Unless you can give me that list, pick up your goddamn dog poop. Like, you have no, I'm all about like an eye for an eye, or let me show you a lesson. But unless you can show me that list, pick up your dog poop. If you're being treated even mildly well, where your apartment complex is, this place, pick up your dog poop. And again, I don't know what will cost more, the DNA or cameras. I think it's totally appropriate for people to be fined, as long as, you know, everything is as it should be, because it's disgusting, it's trash. I've already illustrated all the reasons why there's no reason for dog poop to be sitting, laying around for you to not pick it up. Even if you hate your landlord on a personal level, pick up the dog poop. Please, there's no reason not to do it. So maybe they'll pick up a lot of dog poop, and those will essentially be figurative piles of cash. And then with that money, they can not raise your rent, not raise your rent as much as they could or would need to. That goes back to yesterday, where people have so little idea of how so many things are actually run. And I know there are predatory places who are raising your rent in a ludicrous amount. But what you might not know is, and maybe some places will tell you, we could have raised it. Like Trader Joe's just raised their banana prices from 19 cents to 23 cents. Like, we could have raised your rent $100, but we're doing everything we can. And it was just $45, as long as they're being upfront and candid with that. So maybe they will take the money from all the fines and fix the pool and give you some other amenities, especially if you're not a dog owner. Think how awful it might be, even though you might not be outside as much as a dog owner. Think of how you, like we talked about with surge pricing, think how much you might gain from all the people getting fined for not cleaning up after their dogs. One last thing, free body problem. So I had read of this a couple of years ago. It was right in my lane of science fiction. I believe it was a book. Things I read about were, it was from the guys who did Game of Thrones, who I don't have so much acrimony as many people do. So maybe this is their redemption tour. It was them, good cast, and it was an unadaptable book. Like, it's been said the book is unadaptable. So I didn't even watch the trailer. I'm in. It is, and maybe I watched too much of the same thing, it is unlike anything I've watched in some time. The closest thing I can get to is Westworld, which is still the first season of that is one of the best seasons or shows I've watched in the last 10 years, and I am still very hurt. They flubbed season 3, and I didn't even watch season 4, and when it got completely canceled, I didn't even mind. That show is extremely serious and thoughtful and contemplative. This is like that as well, but there is more joy and humor to it. And just when you think you're going to get like the 15th level of physics that you never wanted to take in whatever school, they pull back from that after they've set the table with it and move into the science fantasy part of things. So it's science, some science fiction, some science fantasy, but it is some other genres and themes, some real deep philosophies of, is there a God? I knew that I was going to love this. I went into overdrive when they mentioned the Fermi paradox in some of the dialogue. And there's a bunch of subtitles, and it's different timelines, but not confusing timelines to keep up with. Like, what time are we in? Did that happen first, or did this? The Fermi paradox. Enrico Fermi. The universe is so goddamn big. Where is everybody? But it doesn't get too deep with that stuff. It's pretty surface level. It explains it. Really good cast. The one of the lead actresses is my current crush, Isa. I think it's Rodriguez or Gonzalez. Love her. Hopefully this will be her big breakout. Wong, Bennett Wong is in it. Liam Cunningham from Game of Thrones and lots of other things. And the young black guy, he's been in a bunch of things, including Jack Ryan, which I watched a lot of. Super talented as well. Oh, Samuel Tarly is in it. So great cast. And it takes like a bunch of different genres of shows and movies that we like, puts them in a cauldron. And you're like, how are they going to sew all this together? And as I got to the fifth episode last night, which was a pretty big revelation, they sewed well. Grammy Weisberg would be very happy.